This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit, history and physical, on Joyce Rochester, period. Rochester, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Joyce, J-O-I-C-E. She was seen in assisted living, namely Covenant Glen. Date was May 16, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. This is Rochester, an 86-year-old. Female who moved in recently, period. If you have chief complaint, she was seen in follow-up of, or she was seen regarding coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure.
Well, the Secretary of Homeland Security
period. History. This is Rochester has had coronary artery disease for some time period. However, this is stable and she does not have any chest pain or any dyspnea period. She has hypertension, but that's stable. There's no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she's on warfarin for anticoagulation, and heart rate is controlled with diltiazem, 40 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, period. She also has amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, period. She denies any thyroid symptoms and denies any major problems with breathing or cough, period. She's hospitalized in February of 2021 due to a fall and she broke her coccyx, period. She doesn't have any specific pain there, period. She does not have diabetes, period. She recently had a fall and bumped her head and sutures were removed from the left side of the top of her scalp today, period. New paragraph review of system. Constitutional. No fever, chilled or weight change. Eye, denies major complaints. Vision is fair. ENT. Slight decrease in hearing, but not bad. We could converse easily, period. Respiratory minimal cough of sputum, not much, and there's no shortness of breath. GI, no bowel pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or bleeding. Do you notice urea or hematuria? Musculoskeletal, she has joint pains, especially the knees. She does not walk, period. She uses a wheelchair, period. It's becoming harder to walk with a cane or walker, period. In hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no excessive sweating or thirst, and no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no major rash or itch. Past history, hypertension, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease. New paragraph. She does have a pacemaker and osteoporosis. Compared to family history, at 89, and the cause is not clear. His father is deceased and had heart problems. He has a sibling that's living and another sibling that's deceased. This is due to heart problems, period. In terms of social history, she never smoked. She drinks some wine twice a week, no alcohol excess, period. In terms of medication, amiodarone 200 milligrams twice a day, digoxin 0.125 milligrams daily, diltiazem. ER 240 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol 1.5 milligrams twice a day, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents twice a day, warfarin 2 milligrams daily. Allergies? I'll cancel that. examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 120 over 78. Pulse 82, respiratory 16, temperature 97.2, pulse 82. Head and neck exam, pupil decline reactive to the light, eyelids and cummings type are normal, extractions intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was adequate. Next up, well, no mass, no cerebromegaly, tracheal line. Scalp had a suture, and I believe five staples were removed, period. New paragraph. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, as long as two, no doubt, no murmur, no significant. She does have 1 to 2 parts of edema of the legs, period. Abdomen soft, tendon, palpable, organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerve growth, see normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal. Some thickening of the knees, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Short range of motion normal. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment of the plan. One, Mrs. Rochester has coronary disease and is under a prolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, she has history of congestive heart failure, which is controlled. She's now on Lasix 20 milligrams daily with potassium 10 milligrams BID. Three, she has atrial fibrillation and heart rate is controlled with digoxin 0.125 milligrams daily. With amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, with their prolol 2.5 milligrams twice a day, and she had warfarin for anticoagulation, period. And the present is on 2 milligrams daily, and this is being monitored by the Coumadin Clinic, period. They will call us the results, period. The hypertension is currently stable, period. She has a pacemaker, period. Her osteoporosis appears stable without pain, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
So basically what happened was I had been following this